Episode 911, The Power of a Renewed Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a wonderful weekend and you're enjoying your time. You know what? I have been just kind of chilling, honestly. I have had a relaxful day, spent some time with my hubby, and we're going to head to the movies later on. We don't go to the movies very often. Most of the time, we have our movies in, and it's family movie night. But this time, we're going to go see, I think, Superman. So maybe I'll come back with something awe and inspiring. But today, it's all about what? Renewing your spirit, the power of a renewed heart, rejuvenating what you need in your life so you can continue moving forward, because most of the time, we're looking back way too much, and we got to stop that. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We all need a break. Yes. And I think in a couple of previous episodes, I don't remember which one exactly, I talk about, you know, the Kit Kat, where it says, like, you know, take a break or have a break or something. And that was their slogan very early on in their marketing. And I think about our lives and how crazy busy it gets. And you know what? We got to take a break. But it's not just about stopping, because when you get discouraged, you must stop long enough to understand the power of a renewed heart. But pressing on and through may have you second guessing. Surely this will build your endurance, right? I mean, come on. When you're training for life, you got to have endurance. You know things aren't perfect. You're going to fall down, but will it? You can survive, but burnout will present itself quickly. So you need to embrace the power of a renewed heart to keep going when the times get tough and rough, because they're going to get tough and rough. Maybe they've been that way for you for the past week or so, maybe for the past few months. I know for us, we're moving, we're in major transition, and it's tough. I really get down. I really get discouraged. And it's somewhat frustrating to myself, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go out and talk to my community. I mean, my family, you all, right? I don't think of you as just community. I mean, you're my family. And I got to sit here and pick you up, because you know what? I know you're struggling too. But if I'm struggling, how can I pick you up? Well, sometimes we have to give what we need to receive. And so today, I thought about, with it being kind of our reflection day, time to look inward. Not really worrying about so much of a kiss, right? The Keep It Simple strategy. I mean, we focus on that. And I could even fast forward to that. And it's open your heart. But I want to tell you a little bit about that before we get to it. Because, you know, you got to embrace that power of a renewed heart to keep you going when tough times hit. Life isn't easy. And you're going to feel burdened. You're going to feel frustrated. And you're going to feel helpless. Yet when you grab onto something bigger than what you control, that's when God steps in. God cares about the little things. Did you realize that? And he even cares about the big things. However, we tend to dictate what we think he cares about. Now I want you to digest that statement right there. Are you dictating to God what he cares about when it comes to your life? I've done it. I've tried to, I wouldn't use the word necessarily manipulate, but I've tried to structure my life thinking that, oh, this is what God wants me to do, instead of stopping long enough, renewing my heart and saying, okay, Lord, show me. Give me direction. Open a door wider. Because for me, usually there's lots of doors open, or I kind of force my way into some of them. And so it's like, okay, so open one wider or close some. So I know I shouldn't go that way. And you know what? When I do stop long enough and I listen, whoa, he responds. He cares about you. But the problem is we're in his way. Yes, we're in his way because we're trying to control things. I know we love control. I get it. I'm one who loves control. I want to be able to live life and not just survive life. And when we feel like we're in control, we feel like we're living life. But in actuality, we're not. We're suffocating ourselves because we're not allowing God to do his best work in us. Whoa. God cares about the big things and he cares about the little things. So what do you tend to dictate to God about how he cares about you? Think about that. Because I'm sure guilty of it. Well, my family was playing out earlier today and it was fun. I was kind of just chilling out and they were outside and my youngest had his drone out. And it's not a real fancy drone. I mean, some people would say, oh my gosh, you have a drone. I'm like, yeah, it's not like that expensive. It does some tricks and all of that. I'm just hopeful that he'll learn to fly it without getting it stuck. Well, we'll go into that here in just a minute. It's not a fancy drone, but he loves it, right? And it's something new and different. But what happened? It flew into a tree. Oh, no, wait. It didn't fly into a tree by itself. Somebody was controlling that drone, and into the tree that drone was flown, and it got stuck pretty high. Now, I'm not going to tell you who flew it in there. That secret is for later, but you probably can figure it out here in a few minutes. But after multiple attempts of throwing a broom to loosen it from the branch, we were unsuccessful. Now, this drone got stuck really, really, really high in the tree. And we had this 15-foot ladder out there, and my husband was up on the ladder, and I was down on the ladder, and I was bracing it so he wouldn't fall and hurt himself or whatever the case may be. My daughter and my niece were standing around, and my youngest was there, and then my number four was also there, so my little Einstein. Well, we're all out there, and we look crazy because our house backs a golf course. And so not only are we trying to get this drone down, but we're trying to dodge golf balls because these golfers, they're hilarious. We're in a small community, but they don't know how to golf. That's probably the biggest secret of this entire episode. But they can't golf well. So we're standing there trying to get this drone stuck in a tree, hoping not to get hit by these golf balls. And you know, if we got hit by a golf ball, we would be knocked out. We would be worse off than the drone. So after multiple attempts of throwing that broom to loosen it, standing on this, you know, big, tall 15-foot ladder, reaching up, we still could not reach it. So we were tossing up the bottom of the broom, the softer part where the bristles are. And it's a wide broom, okay? So it's probably about 2.5, 3 feet wide. You know, one of those big sweeper brooms. I remember always sweeping them up when I was in elementary school. We would help clean the cafeteria or the gym floor. And so we're tossing this up, and the broom actually got stuck in the tree. Are you serious? The broom is stuck in the tree. We've got the drone stuck in the tree, and it's just, it's getting hotter. There's no cloud coverage, and so the sun is just beating down at the heat of the day. And I'm like, there's just no way. We're not going to get this drone. And my son was convinced, Mom, we can just leave it up there. Maybe when it rains, it'll fall down. I said, oh, no, if it stays up there, number one, it's not coming down, and number two, you're never going to get it back. And I think he was talking because he was discouraged. He was like, I'm done. It's okay. We'll just leave it. Well, Dad was getting pretty hot, so we decided to take a break. You know, we had to have that Kit Kat break. And we were like, we're unsuccessful, so it's break time. So we walked back up to the house, took everything with us. It was quite the trek to go back up to the house. And I stood in the garage, and I was like, yeah, I'm not accepting this. Yeah, talk about control. I was there. I was like, Mama's not liking this. And I knew that if I didn't go ahead and follow through with what I needed to do, that I would never come back to it. The drone would stay up there forever, and my son would be disappointed. He would try to hide it, but ultimately his heart would be broken and shattered. And I didn't want that. I didn't want that for anybody. You know, and what is that teaching that, well, if you try a few times and, you know, you don't succeed, you just give up, you take a break? I don't think so. So guess what? Mommy MacGyver started to begin her work. Oh, I did. I started looking around. Now, remember, we're moving. So we've already packed boxes. And so we've got boxes all over the place. And things that I need are already packed. I thought about, oh, I could go fishing with our fishing poles. We could wrap a line around it and just pull it down. We already packed the fishing poles. I came up with a couple other ideas, already packed it away. I'm like, really, really, really? So as I'm standing in the garage looking around going, okay, what do I have to work with? What is at my disposal? And I had this crazy long tube. For the life of me now, I can't even remember where I got it from. But for some crazy, odd reason, I decided not to throw it away. I just kind of stuck it in a corner going, you know what? I just may need that long tube. And it's, you know, imagine the wrapping paper tubes, okay? But this one's like 20, 30, 40 times stronger than those. And it's much longer. I mean, it's tall. It's like over 6 feet tall. And I'm like, okay, I can't just use this, but it's going to give me, it's taller than that broom we just used. And then I was like, wait, but this broom handle, it's got some rubber here. Maybe, and it did, it worked. So we put the long tube on the broom handle. And I was like, all right, we can do this. Duct tape, right? So we duct tape. I'm talking MacGyver Mama, it was on point. Well, then on top of that, we had another old broom, just a metal one, but it would extend for about another four and a half, 5 feet. And I was like, okay, if we need that, just that little extra touch, that could be, it's light enough. And this tube is strong enough that between the base being the broom that we were, you know, remember the broom that got stuck in the tree? Okay, so we've got all these three meg-shifted together. And I duct taped them. Out we went and walked back out to that tree on the edge of the golf course. We got the 15-foot ladder put up. The wind began to blow, and I'm like, okay, this is not real good. I'm situated here with this ladder on this hill, so it's not real stable. And all I could think about was not getting my son's drone down. I can't disappoint him. Now, it wasn't my fault that it was in the tree. I had nothing to do with it. I was inside. I got the text that said, I need your help. Can you come outside? But it didn't matter. I wanted to get it down for him. I wanted to see him smile. So I leaned forward and I hoisted up this long extension of brooms in this huge funky tube. And all I could do was to ask God for help. I'm like, help guide me, strengthen me, steady me. Cause I'm sitting here on the, okay. So you know, the ladders, and they have the very, very top of the ladder that says, don't stand on. Okay. I wasn't on that part, but I was on the second to the next highest. I only had one more step and I was at the top. Oh yes. And I was on this incline of this hill. But curiously placed, it was not a good situation. The wind blowing, this tree higher than me. I was like, I'm going down, face forward. But you know what? If I was going to go down, it was going to go down in glory because I was helping my son get his drone. I didn't want him disappointed. So all I could do was to ask God to strengthen me, to steady me, to give me the extra nudge to reach a little further. And on the second try, the drone fell to the ground. Woohoo! Success! We had the biggest smile that graced my son's face. We celebrated, and I quickly got off the ladder. I did not want to be up there any longer than I had to. And I was back on solid ground. And my little Einstein was cheering us on from our deck. And he was like, oh, you got this, Mom. Just a little bit more, just a little bit. And it wasn't like this loud. It was more like a whisper like this because we were so far away. And it was crazy. You know what? That's what God can do for you. He can guide you. He can strengthen you. He can steady you and give you the extra nudge to reach a little further. He wants to see your smile just as big as my son smiled when he got his drone. God cares about the little things and the big things. He wants to put you back on solid ground. But will you let him? It's the power of a renewed heart. Don't allow the discouragement of this world to hold you back from living. Soak it up. Soak that in, the power of a renewed heart. Open your heart. Stop trying to control everything in this world. I know you're talking to a control freak. Let God do what he does best. So open up your heart. It's the power of your renewed heart, you renewing your faith in Jesus Christ. He will carry you out of your past and into the future, gifting you today. He's got that, and it's all for you. But it's up to you to be present, to be incredible, to be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.